Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One reviewer calls Fleeced by Scott Main truly a treasure for those young and young at heart, a new American classic. Fleeced is a fun, action-filled story about a young girl and her family and their prize-winning sheep named Magellan. The story takes place in the late 1800s in America, at a time when the Industrial Revolution was changing the world. A small-town girl, Bella, finds herself caught in the middle of one of the biggest mysteries of the day. There is something magical and mystical going on, and somehow it all ties to her family's amazing pet sheep. You'll find out why this sheep is so sought after and what turns out to be a cross-country adventure. The story has all the elements of modern-day fantasy movie, yet is set in a realistic time frame from our recent past. The story is an American tale designed to entertain kids with its likable characters while still capturing the older reader's attention with the evolving plot twist. Scott Main is the first-time published author from Texas, and Scott, author of Fleeced, joins us on This Week in America. Scott, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about Fleeced, and what a successful book for the first time out. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What size family you come from? And where did you get this talent of writing?
Well, I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm born and raised in Houston. I still live here today. And I have one brother, one sister, so kind of a middle-sized family. And I really wasn't always much of a writer, but I've always been a pretty good storyteller, and I'm also a musician too. So I've always had a creative outlet in the fact that I'm a musician as well. So,
well, Fleeced is Scott's first book. The book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I understand you've got a daughter. Do you have any other children?
No, I have just one, but, I've got a daughter. She just turned 13. So, that's a fun age, you know, we're getting into the good years there, or the crazy years, I think. But yeah, so I've got just one daughter. I'm not married, but her mom and I are really good friends and we get along and we share custody. So she lives with me half the time and her mom half the time. So I pick her up from school like every day. So I'll be picking her up from school later today, as a matter of fact. So
what a great, yeah. Great arrangement and a 13-year-old daughter. I wish you the best of luck with that. These are the fun years that you'll be coming into over the course of the next several years. Your daughter's name is Bella. The main character, as I mentioned in your book, is a little girl named Bella. Coincidence?
You noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
No, I wrote this story and it evolves around a young girl. And so, you know, she had to have a name. So I thought, why not Bella? I like that name since I've got a daughter named Bella. So, and I thought it was kind of a good tribute to her. So she got a kick out of it. So having the main character named after her. So
I understand There are actually one or two illustrations in the book that were done by your daughter. Am I hearing that correctly? And how did that work out?
Well, after I was done with the story itself and I was working on finishing it up and then it was time to do the illustrations for the book. I'm not much of an artist. I'm okay. But I asked my daughter to get involved. I said, hey, do you want to draw? She's pretty good in her own right, you know, but she was at the time probably around 5 years old, maybe six, something like that. And so I asked her if she wanted to maybe get involved and draw some of the characters. And so I told her kind of a couple of the scenes that I said, well, on this page, this is what I'm envisioning for the scene. And so I asked her if she wanted to draw some of the pictures. And so she said, yeah. And so she drew a couple. And then at the time that the book was going to be published and I'd worked out a deal with the publishing company, I told them I wanted to incorporate a couple of her drawings in the book itself. So what we did was we picked one that was a kind of a simple drawing. It's just like a treasure map. There's a page where there's a treasure map. And I thought, you know, she had drawn a nice little treasure map, you know, it's a kind of a kid's drawing, but that's part of the, you know, fun of the book. And so we put that in the actual story And then I included one other picture that she had done, which was like the bad guy, the bad character in the thing. And I put that just inside, like on the dedication page, just so it would be in there as well. So
what a great family
kind
project.
Of gives better understanding of the whole story I thought so.
Yeah, what a neat family project. Memories are made out of things like that, those experiences. And she reads the main character, which is Bella, which is her name. It's just it's a cute story. And the illustrations in the book, by the way, are very well done. One of the many five-star reviews says a bedtime story classic, remarkably illustrated and colored. And well, let's talk about that for a second. How important was it to you to have a colorful book that not only the words capture the child's attention as they're reading, but the pictures will capture their attention as well?
Yeah, I thought so. It was something that I worked on. I had really the story itself was done for probably a year or so before I really started working on the illustrations, because I had a lot of different ideas. I'm not going to tell them all right now because I may do something later, but I had like a unique idea on how to illustrate the book. And essentially what I was going to do is have like a different artist do each page. And so I was going to incorporate a lot of different people, but in the end, it was more consistent with the style that I went with and that the artist that I work with. It came out really good. I'm really proud of it. And it came out exactly how I envisioned it. It's pretty good. And I enjoy it. And I think that it fits with the storyline pretty well. So
it really does. The cover, the book cover just jumps off at you when you see that. It jumps out at you. The book we're talking about is Fleeced. Scott Main is the author. That's Main. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's get to the story here. Where did this story come from? What was the inspiration in writing the book and this particular story?
Well, a couple things was, several years back before I had written the story, actually my mom passed away. And when she did, honestly, it was weird, but like, I'm not a very emotional person. I'm pretty laid back. But I felt like I had a lot of pent up, like emotion and stuff that was kind of brewing in me. And so I started just kind of doing different creative things. And then I started writing this book. And then really what had gotten also behind it was having a young daughter. I was watching a lot of like Disney movies and stuff, like kids movies and kids TV shows. And they're really, really very good. And so it's like, so I started thinking, well, I could probably do that if I could just come up with an original idea. I was like, if I could come up with an original idea, I feel like I could, get, once the story got off the starting block, I felt like I could put it together pretty well.
Yes.
And so it just kind of, I don't know, just kind of one night laying in bed, I was thinking about different story ideas, and this original idea kind of popped in my head, and I started thinking, where could this story go? And it had a lot of interesting avenues. So I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And so I just started putting pen to paper, and it was pretty easy, honestly. Once I got going, it was pretty easy because the story flowed pretty well. So.
Well, and there's so much there as the child is reading, if you're reading to the child, if you're reading together, so many different elements. It goes back in history. You've got the mm-hmm. mystery involved in there as well. So many areas that you can talk about, get in a discussion and read it over and over again and probably come up with different points of discussion every time you read it over. The book is called, the title is Fleeced. You made a comment. You were a musician. Talk about that. What do you play? How long have you been playing? And is there an overlap creatively between being an author and thinking up storylines and being a musician?
Yeah. Along the lines you kind of just touched on it a second ago about the story itself is as I was watching like a lot of the like Disney like princess movies and stuff like that, I noticed that almost all of them that I can think of, none of them are really set in America. as well. And I thought, well, we should have like an American tale. And so that's why, that's why I kind of based it. It's kind of based in the late 1800s, when there was just a lot of things happening in this country, the whole Industrial Revolution, you know, automobiles, rail cars, even the airplanes, things like that. Everything, it's just the world was changing so rapidly. And I thought, well, that's a really interesting time in history. And so I wanted to kind of base it in that time frame and make it more of an American tale itself. And then once I wrote the book and kind of had the book finished, I really had more of a vision as a movie, not so much a book, but the big picture really all along was more of a movie.
Yes.
So I'm a musician. I play drums and I sing, and I also play a little piano. And so I started writing some songs that go with this, what would be the movie, late as well. I started incorporating my musicianship with the writing and kind of combined the two.
That's interesting. So you basically, Fleece is all ready to go into a movie. You've got the musical score written for it already. That's amazing. So you would really like to see this into a movie. Do you envision that happening possibly?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm working on. And that's kind of part of the reason I'm talking to you today is you know, with the timing of it all is once I got the book done, I'm kind of a pretty pragmatic person. So like I wasn't like I have to do everything at once. So I kind of move pretty slow. And so I take things step by step. And so the idea was, okay, I'm going to come up with a story. And once I did, and then I said, okay, I'm going to see if I can get my book published. And then once that happened, again, this was, you know, over time. And, but then I was like, okay, the big picture is to then adapt this to a screenplay and then eventually try to sell the screenplay, to be made into a movie potentially. And so that's kind of where I'm at today. So I've been working on this screenplay now for the last year or so. And I didn't want to rush into it. I figured I would just wait until it just felt right, till the timing was right. So I started writing the screenplay. But as I was doing that, I was writing songs as well. And they weren't necessarily intended for the story, but it quickly went that way. And so I wrote a couple of songs on the piano, and really it changed the direction of the screenplay. So like with the song, like what the song was about, I'm like, that really fits right into my movie idea. And so I tweaked the song a little bit, and then I completely tweaked the screenplay to fit with the song. And so, so I have actually written, I've got four original songs that the idea is that they would be in this screenplay, and they're really good. I'm really proud of them as well. So
it's interesting, the overlap of talent that you have there. It's a musician, a songwriter makes you a better writer, and then presentation, especially to turn this into a movie of some kind, and vice versa. So it really, now you write your own music, obviously. So this is a talent you have in addition to being an author.
Right. Yeah. So I play in a band around Houston. We play in Houston and in Galveston mostly. But the band I play in, I really have two bands, but one of them is an original band, and we haven't all been in the same room in several years at this point.
Yes.
But the band is still happening. We're just everybody's got busy lives. So, but I play in a cover band called the Ons, O-N-S, and we play around Houston and Galveston, and we play just cover music. So we play, you know, it's rock and roll, but we do a lot of like classic rock and alternative rock. And we're kind of just a fun, kind of a party band, I would describe it as.
Yes.
And so I do that, but then I write original music for my original band. And so I've been playing drums and piano and stuff forever, since I was 10 or something like that is when I started. And it really did, like I said, it wasn't part of a plotted out plan where, like, okay, I'm going to write this song and then I'm going to write some screenplay. It just really meshed well together. And so I think that a lot of times that's, you know, when things turn out the best is when they just, by happenstance, you know, they just kind of happen naturally. And that's what happened just with my writing songs separately and writing the screenplay separately. They just naturally kind of clashed, like combined, I guess you could say.
Well, it's interesting. So you didn't force this. This just it came about naturally, organically over time as you're writing the book. The book we're talking about is Fleeced by Scott L. Main. The book, all positive reviews, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, all of those places. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to, it will take you to Amazon probably, and you can get information and order the book there as well. What is the age group that you're gearing Fleeced for? Who's the audience, the young audience for the book?
I would say the book itself is geared more for elementary school kids, like second grade to fifth grade is probably like the prime target area for kids that would enjoy the book the most, I think. But the book itself is pretty entertaining. So even older readers, I mean, even adults that read it to their kids, have really enjoyed it. And they're like, yeah, you know, and I tell people, well, it's a pretty short book. So if you're an adult and you haven't read a book in a long time, you could pick this book up and read it pretty quick. And you can say, okay, I read a book, you know, last week or whatever. And so yeah, it qualifies. It counts for a book.
that's a cute story. And again, it's something to share with the children. The children can share it with other children and with their parents and grandparents. A couple minutes left in the program. I love Magellan. How much fun was it creating Magellan?
Yeah, I thought so. He's kind of like he's essentially the main character. He's what the story's about, is this sheep. And there's, I know, not to give away the story or whatever, but there's something magical about him. And there's kind of like this bad guy character, and he knows what this secret is about the sheep. And he's the only one that knows, actually, that even the family that owns the sheep, they don't even know what this magical secret is about the sheep. And but yeah, I thought it was just a neat character that that could be developed. And and again, it's something that, you know, I was envisioning it in the movie sense. And it's this sheep, and he's unique in his appearance as well, because he's like sparkling white. He's this bright white sheep, but he's got this distinctive black ring around him, which makes him stand out from every other sheep around. And so yeah, it was just kind of a neat little character that that fit well with the story. So
a couple minutes left in the program. Boy, it's going by quickly. Scott Main, our guest, the book is Fleeced. Where can people find out more about you and the project? I'm going to call it a project, Fleeced, because it's a book.
Yeah.
It's a delightful children's book, and it's potentially so much more than that. Where can they find out about you and the book?
Yeah. So as you just stated, it really is an ongoing project, because I'm currently right now, the screenplay is done, and I'm kind of tweaking it a little bit, and I'm working with a media company, and they're actually helping me tweak, doing kind of a treatment or whatever they call it, kind of to tweak the screenplay itself. And then we're putting this screenplay and everything together, and the media company's going to help me shop this around to try to sell it to a production company that would eventually turn it into an animated movie. And so you can find out more about it. I've got a website that I'm just getting up and going. So this is all just happening at the same time in real time here. And the website is scottmainauthor.com. And it's actually just going up live later today or tomorrow. So it's not even finished yet. We're putting the final touches on it. And it's not a real complicated website. It's pretty basic, but we're just trying to get it right. And then we're hoping to put up a link to this interview that I've done with you up there and stuff like that. So just trying to put it all together at once. Well, but it's scottmainauthor.com.
That's fantastic. And that will be up very soon. If you try it, it's not there. Go back in a couple of hours or a day or so, yeah. And it should be up. And again, the book available at Amazon, the usual places there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads. And link onto our website and get all of the information there. Scott, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Love what you're using your talents for in writing Fleeced. It's such a cute children's story. So well done. Looking forward to seeing it go to the next level. And it sounds like you're real close to pulling that off. So congratulations on the success. Good luck going forward. We'll stay in touch. And thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
It is my pleasure. Fleeced is the name of the book. Scott Main is the writer. His website, scottmainauthor.com, about to go live. You'll also find the book at Amazon, the usual places, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.